Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I'm going to start by saying something and I need neither of you to react.
Oh, okay.
I can already tell you're out. Can you leave the room?
Sorry.
Something is wrong with me. I am turning into some, I don't know what's happening to me. Like, I used to be afraid of nothing. I was never claustrophobic. Like, mm-hmm. I liked most things. And now all of a sudden, I'm super claustrophobic.
Oh. You're scared of a lot.
I'm scared of more than I've ever been scared of.
What are you scared of?
I'm going to tell you right now. This is the weirdest thing. I have never started something, like, when it comes to a book or a movie, an audiobook or a movie, I like, once I start, if enough people say to do it, then I just start. And I'm like, okay. And even if it gets like gritty and uncomfortable, like I watch the Dahmer thing. And
no.
I'm like, this is not good.
Wait, but it's hold on. The Dahmer one on Netflix?
Yeah.
You didn't like it?
I didn't like it, but I still finished it.
Oh my God, I loved it.
A little too, it's because it's real, you know that guy really exists and stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I can handle it. I'm like, it's not happening to you. Just let it go, man. It's
okay.
Just a show. Let it go. So, having said that, have either of you watched It Ends With Us?
No. I have not watched it, but I have read it.
Then I need texters. Text into 303-222-5423. I'm halfway in. I had a full-blown anxiety attack last night trying to watch the movie.
No way. Because it's so bad? Or
It's not poorly acted or anything.
Yeah, Justin Baldoni's in it. My mom is in love with him.
Which one is
he?
Is he
love
the
him
dark,
too.
With the dark beard?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Blake Lively's in it.
That's Blake Lively?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And he's then Ryle.
Yes.
Ryle,
yeah. What a weird name.
Yeah.
He's a neurosurgeon and just smoldering.
He's a great looking man, yeah.
He really, and then half the movie, like he's trying to seduce her. Like if you've seen it or whatever, I'm not going to give any plot points away, I swear. But like he's trying to like win her over and like tries to date her. And then he's like, oh, well here, let me give you pajamas to sleep in or whatever. And he takes his clothes off.
Mm.
Oh my God.
So hot.
I mean, this guy has eaten zero carbs his entire life, does sit-ups probably while he's doing sit-ups.
And you've got like, the bowl of ice cream, and you're like, I don't want to finish this.
I was being good.
Out.
I was literally being good. Zero alcohol. I want everybody to understand, my panic attack last night was very real, and I had to turn the movie off. And I need to know, since you, Elite, you've read the book.
I've read the book,
should
and I saw
finish
like
it?
All of the, I
it's
saw
called
all the
It Ends With
score.
Us, and I don't like the ramifications. Now that I'm halfway through the movie,
you got to finish it.
And Ryle and Atlas have now met. Do you remember?
You got to finish it.
And they've had a confrontation.
You got to finish it.
And I'm like,
both shirts off.
Oh man, this makes me want to watch the movie now.
Oh my
actually.
God, I can't do it. Okay. Can I give some of them? I'm not going to give things about the movie away, but the movie is definitely domestic violence centric.
Yes, it is.
Mm, okay.
Because that was a big thing about the press tour was because Blake Lively at the same time was releasing like her own shampoo and conditioner
That's
line.
That's right.
And she was like, get your girls dressed up in your florals.
That's right.
And go see. And we're like, this is about domestic violence. What are you doing? Like,
but is she not allowed to pimp her own brands while
you're... I mean, I don't know. It. Yes, you are. But the way that she did it just felt too off.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess. Well, she's Lily Bloom in the movie. Like,
yeah, I know.
Floral and like...
It was too much.
I can speak for the room when I say, I can probably speak for most people. domestic violence is horrifying. Hitting a woman ever in life, no matter what, no matter if she just hit you with a chainsaw, you don't hit. You just don't. Mm-hmm. That's the way I was raised. It was like, I had a girl beating the crap out of me. I just grabbed her till she stopped, which is like.
Really?
Oh my God. Wow. The idea of making physical contact with a female gives me so much anxiety. And now that I have a daughter, it's amplified. Mm. Dude, I don't think, I know Hazel's little right now. I don't think you can watch this movie.
It sounds like it. I mean, I was in on the shirtless scene, but now there's a lot more baggage, apparently.
That's the point. I just need to know. I need Aaron to convince me or the listeners to convince me. I'll do it tonight.
I'll come over. We can have a movie night.
I'm not starting over.
Okay.
Oh, just from the middle?
I either finish this or knowing, have you ever had a panic attack in the middle? Have you ever felt something so viscerally that I was like, I can't do this?
Yeah.
That's never happened to me in my life. And it happened last night.
Wow.
Like, okay. I want to vomit.
Oh.
It's building to a thing that I'm like, somebody's going to get really, really hurt. And I don't like it.
I never actually heard the reviews, though, if people did like it or not.
Tiag, will you come watch it with me?
Yeah.
What the heck?
No, because then you're going to get all fuzzy when he's naked. I don't know what to do.
And you're not?
I wasn't fuzzy. I was just like, damn. I don't, like, Tiag is a little weird about it. I'm just like, that is enviable.
What does fuzzy even mean?
He just gets that, like, you know, like in Star Trek or like in movies, in like Hallmark movies, when they're about to kiss, they rub the Vaseline on the camera lens, wherever it's just kind of like, it's like a filter on Instagram, right? It's like, ooh. He just, like, if he's watching a shirtless whatever is by Ryle, he'll be like, huh, and I won't be able to sit by him.
You always look like that to me.
All right. Tell me to finish it or tell me I'm okay with stopping it at 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.
9.